As we heard earlier, President Bush is in Beijing already, ahead of tomorrow's Olympic opening ceremony. Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf was also planning to attend, but he's had to cancel his trip to Beijing because of a major political problem back home. The leaders of Pakistan's ruling coalition want to impeach him. The announcement was made jointly by former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and Benazir Bhutto's widower, Asif Ali Zardari. Musharraf is considered a key U.S. ally. And according to the BBC's Mark Dummett in Islamabad, this is a serious challenge to his 8-year rule.
President Musharraf has seen off many other threats to his presidency, but many are saying that this is arguably the biggest political threat that he's had to face. And his options have certainly become limited over time as he's seen his popularity here in Pakistan ebb away, really. In February, his supporters came out of the elections badly, and that's when you saw the parties of the two men who spoke at the press conference today, Nawaz Sharif and Asif Ali Zardari. Their parties came out on top. They say they have a mandate to impeach Musharraf.
Did you get the sense that Nawaz Sharif in particular might have been enjoying the spotlight? I'm wondering, since it was he who was ousted from power back in 1999 when Musharraf took control of Pakistan in a military coup.
Well, there's no doubt that he's been pushing for this, whereas Asif Ali Zardari, who's PPP, the party of his wife who was assassinated, Benazir Bhutto, they've been more keen to deal with other issues and have been quite happy, really, to leave Musharraf in place because the presidency doesn't have an awful lot of power here. But Nawaz Sharif has been the man pushing for this. And he's been taking this, as you say, personally, because, of course, it was Musharraf who toppled him in a coup in 99.
Is there enough support in Pakistan's parliament to actually impeach Musharraf?
Well, they say there is. The coalition partners say that they do have support. But even though their parties won those last elections, Musharraf does still have his supporters. And to impeach him, they'll need 2/3 of the votes in a combined house. They'll get everyone sitting together, and then they'll need 2/3. It's hard to say now exactly whether they'll be able to get that, but certainly Musharraf does have his supporters. Getting the numbers together will be really difficult.
And Musharraf has said in the past that he would resign rather than face impeachment. Has he given any indication yet as to what his next move will be?
No. I mean, the only indication we've had of what his next move will be is that he's cancelled his trip to Beijing, where he was going to attend
the
opening of the Olympics. Yeah. So, I mean, he's still in Pakistan weighing up what to do next. He could resign. As president, he does have the power to dissolve parliament. He has had the support of the military. It's supposed that he still does have the support of the military. If he does keep that support, then it's hard to imagine him going anywhere. But the military is under pressure, and the allies, Pakistan's allies, particularly the US, are putting a lot of pressure on the government and the military to do more about the growing threat of the Taliban in Afghanistan, but also here in Pakistan, and the continued presence of Al-Qaeda in the border areas of Pakistan. So, you know, the government here is under a huge amount of pressure from all sides, really.
Yeah, there's been a lot of mistrust, and we've been hearing a lot about this in the news recently about how the U.S. is pressuring Pakistan to do more to crack down on terrorist elements in Pakistan's tribal areas on the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan. If Musharraf leaves, what effect might this have on efforts to combat terrorism in that particular part of the world?
Well, Musharraf certainly portrays himself that he's the only man who can keep a lid on the militants, that he is the US's best ally in the fight against Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Of course, there are others who argue, including the coalition parties, that in fact he's destabilizing the whole situation and that you know, the best way forward is indeed for him to be ousted.
The BBC's Mark Dummett is in Islamabad. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks.